Hey guys, this is Sarah. I'm one of the new hosts for the ASAP podcast. And we're so glad you're here and listening to what we have to say about David's message, a synergy tonight. I have Viasia and Josiah here with me, and they're going to introduce themselves.
Hey guys, I'm Viasia. I'm a sophomore and I'm on the creative communication team. And yeah.
What's up, guys? I'm Josiah. I'm a first year on staff. I'm part of a few teams here. One of them I'm really proud of is Synergy Team.
Oh, he's proud of it. He's also TikTok famous.
Yeah, so he's a hot topic this week.
That's why we had to have him on the podcast. VH is also really incredible when it comes to social media, and she's learning a lot. So we're just going to pick their brains tonight.
She's also teaching me.
Oh, yeah.
I love social media.
I will just admit, this is funny for you listeners. We did record most of this podcast before, and I realized one of Viasia's mic was not recording. So we're just keeping it real, you know, talking about technology and how people love to put on a face. We're keeping it real on this ASAP podcast tonight. This is round two, but it's going to be better. Second time's the charm.
Absolutely.
We're just going to jump into it. What was something that stuck out to you all tonight?
Yeah, one thing that really stuck out to me was when he was quoting, "Without a screen, I'll be alone with my thoughts." And like that resonated with me because as a person that's very anxious, I'm so quick to be on my phone and like use it all the time and like get quick on it and then just like be lost in a rabbit hole.
Right.
And like I'm very terrified of like just being in solitude a lot. So solitude really scared me for a while. So I was really scared about being in my thoughts and everything. And that really stuck with me. But like now I realize like solitude is good for you. And like not being on your phone is really good.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah. David had a lot of good one-liners tonight. But I feel like one thing that resonated with me is he brought up solitude. And I really find that in going to 3 o'clock prayer. I know he plugged it in this message. I am a super big advocate for 3 o'clock prayer. When I was a student, I went there like every single day, like as many times as I could. Now on staff, I don't get to go as much, but I really fight to stay there the whole hour because I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh gosh, just 30 minutes has passed, but I'm like, no, I'm going to dedicate this hour to getting closer to God, whether it be through journaling, through prayer, through reading his word. Like I truly, truly like cannot thank 3 o'clock prayer enough because it was like my therapy session as a student.
Love it.
And I even use it to sleep sometimes. That's what I did all last year. But now I actually journal and everything when I go.
Yeah. No, sleeping with the Lord, that's great.
He was like, Matthew 11:28.
He's cradling you, rocking you to sleep in 3 o'clock prayer.
Give me some good dreams while I'm there.
Oh, I love it. I loved it. David gave 2 points that were really like just good in like helping process kind of where we go next after talking about just the prevalence of technology in our lives, how it can be a God in our lives, be a distraction. The first one, he said, embrace salvation instead of validation. And so what does that look like for you all personally, to instead of looking for validation, seeking and embracing the salvation Jesus has already given us?
Yeah, so purpose is a huge thing in my life. Like, I've always been wondering, like, what my purpose is in this life and everything. And I think I've always been so quick to, like, go on, like, social media, like, growing up in the age of social media and everything, thinking that social media defines me and everything. So for a long time, I was, like, so hesitant. I needed to filter my photos so much, post so many times a day, and, like, try to build a network and everything on social media. But now I'm to the point where I'm, like, it doesn't really matter. Like I post funny photos, me crying and everything, just like random photos and everything. And it doesn't really matter. And just, I don't need validation in that. And like, I just need to bring it to God when I'm like really having these doubts.
Yeah. I love that. It goes back to even our curriculum and core group and shift groups of where Ephesians talks about the eternal mindset. Like you have the confidence in where the Lord's taking you that you don't have to like put on a show for anybody. And you can enjoy social media for what it can be and what it's made for, which is really cool.
Yeah, even just echoing that, I used to, I was really bad for when I posted pictures on Instagram. I would like constantly check to see how many likes I got. And honestly, I realized just how fleeting that is. Like that validation just does not last because fact is there's always going to be like another post. There's going to be someone who just has more likes than you. Like right. It's really just not worth it to obsess over.
Yeah.
One platform I really like to use is VSCO. I feel like I'm one of the few guys who uses it, but it's just really cool. Like I can just post pictures of the sky and just like throw it in there, and I don't have to worry about it. Like it's just what I want to see on my feed, you know?
Yeah. VSCO is definitely a cool place to just share or to hold memories in a certain spot. Yeah. That's why I like it.
Sure. Yeah, you also don't have likes or comments on it. So, like, you're just seeing people's stuff and getting inspiration and catching up on people's lives at the same time.
Yeah, it's cute. It's a cute little place to be. I love it. What does... So, a part of the way that David suggested we embrace salvation is withdrawing with the Lord in that secret place with him. And I'm, like, obsessed with that. Like, I tell my core group every week, this is what I want for you all. This is what the Lord wants for you. And they probably heard that. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Sarah says that all the time. But it's so important. Like, we can come to Synergy. We can go to our core group. But if we're not spending time with the Lord on our own with him in a secret place, then the things that we're learning in these community moments can't be cultivated and can't be brought to our just us personally. So what does it look like for you all personally to withdraw with the Lord?
Yeah, so I'm huge on like music when I'm Bible studying. So instead of using my phone, I use like Apple TV or like a speaker and everything that like is like Alexa, play this and stuff like that.
Alexa.
And like I really throw my phone like all the way across the room. So I'm like not like checking it every time I'm doing Bible study and everything. So I really just like take a moment of peace and like really grasp it. And like a way I use it is with this method called ROPE, which is reveal, observation, prayer, and exercise. And that really makes me like read until I find something that sticks out to me and really show how like I observed it and like really learn from it and then pray about it and then actually practice it in everyday life.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So practical.
Yeah, I do a few things to just retreat. Sometimes when I'm in the car, I like to just either shut off the music or play some instrumental and then just pray out loud to God. And that can be, and I try to make it more conversational, and I'll just say like, hey God, here's my day. Here's how it's been going. Maybe sometimes it's joyful. Maybe sometimes it's not. Honestly, to be vulnerable, it's a great way to let the tears flow sometimes. But that's good.
Keep it real.
Yeah, I mean, keep it sometimes real. You just
a good cry is really good. It's good for the soul. I always tell people that it's okay to cry and like be emotional.
Yeah, absolutely.
So true.
Another thing too is I like to go to coffee shops sometimes. And last time I was there, I just had my headphones in. And I was listening to some instrumental. And then I was reading this spiritual discipline book, and then I was just taking time to reflect and just to pray with God, to see like how I need to change to be a better leader.
So good. I love it. The second point that David made was pursue your restoration instead of distraction. And so like something he asked was, when you feel depleted, where do you go? And so that's kind of the question I'm going to ask you all. Where do you go when you feel depleted?
Yeah. Like I said earlier, like I struggle with anxiety and like my phone is my go-to like in awkward situations. And like sometimes I shut down in big groups. So I'm always like trying to be on my phone. But like something I've been doing is like turning my notifications off. Like David echoed, like turning your notifications off really does help. Like for like the past few months, I've had my notifications off on all social media. And, like, this is coming from a person that loves social media.
Yes. She's like, on the social media team at CSF.
Yeah. Like, I love it so much. Like, I don't know. But, like, turning your notifications off and everything really does help. And it makes a difference. Like, you're more present in everyone around you.
Yeah.
And also, like, I always notice, like, different things about people in a room when, like, I'm, like, paying attention and everything. And, like, I can also, like, notice people when they're feeling down and everything. And it makes me be more present and really... like understand and grasp like my surroundings. And sometimes God gives you a little pocket of peace, like like he was saying about the sky and everything.
Yeah.
Like this weekend I was like just sitting at a campfire and like looking at the sky and like just really taking it in.
Yeah.
Cause I don't remember the last time I saw stars.
Yeah. I love that. I love that even like what we think we need. I think you mentioned this, that his counselor asked, what do I think I need that I don't really need? And it's like, we think we need the security of our phones when we when we eliminate that distraction, we realize that we have all these things around us to bring us peace, which is like God's creation, people around us, community, his presence, which is so cool.
Yeah. Even doing that, I've met so many more people just being right. more present.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Sure. Where I go, I really love worship music. Specifically, I'm a big fan of Hillsong, and they have this one album. I believe it's their live from
New York Times New Square.
York, New York Times Square. Yeah,
that's used at the first so. Round.
Yeah, yeah. I completely blanked. Live from Times Square, something like that. They have a lot of good songs on there, and just to like sit and to like and just receive that. It's just like, it's just really, really good. Yeah.
That's cool. Also the first round of this podcast you tried to do, you told a story about when you were doing 30 day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to tell that?
I would love to tell that.
Okay, good.
So me and Sarah did 30 day last year.
Yeah.
If you don't know what 30 day is, it's a time where, you give up your social media and whatever else. So like David brought up, maybe for some of you dudes, maybe you struggle with playing video games a lot. So maybe you want to give up that. But anyway, so I was off social media and everything else that I thought would distract me a lot. And, one day I decide to go to Buffalo Wild Wings because last year, men's ministry was doing this thing where all the guys would meet there before Synergy. And so I was like, I think I should go. And so I go there, I'm not going with anybody. And I sit at a table and I'm like the first person there and I am like, Lord. My anxiety is up the roof and it's starting to break too.
Nerve-wracking.
And I'm probably there for 5 minutes. And frankly, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be at this table. And I can't check social media because I'm doing 30 day. So tough. Like I am just alone, completely alone, and I almost leave, but I don't. And then eventually, these guys from CSF come and sit with me. And what's really cool is now I'm actually really good friends with those guys. And it's really cool to see how the Lord just used that moment of just being with me when I mm-hmm. thought I was completely alone.
Yeah.
And just scared.
But. Dang. That's a really good example of how the Lord even shows up in our simple obedience.
Mm. Yeah.
So sweet. Great. So kind of just to wrap this up. So you all are college students, the ones listening. Josiah is not. Viaja, you are. Oh. But
boomer.
Yeah. As a college student listening, how can we encourage them? Like, what are some practical steps? Whether it's, yeah, like turning off notifications or even discerning am I using social media or my technology or whatever it is, as a distraction, or what is this an idol? Is this a God in my life? Like, how do I discern that? Or what are practical steps to move forward? What do y'all think?
Yeah, I think the first thing to go forward with is like really intervening with people and be like, am I addicted to social media? Like I've had that so many times. Like I've talked to like my core group and everything. We're like, yeah, you're like obsessed. And it's like, I've even noticed myself. I'm like, okay, I know entirely too many TikToks. Like it's to the point I'm quoting them. So like I've really aligned myself and like with TikTok and everything. And like I said earlier, like really turning notifications off helps. And then there's like at least one time during the week, I literally delete all social media off my phone and everything and don't get on it at all whole day.
That's good.
Like, I just really invested in reading because I'm like huge in reading and everything. So like just finding like another hobby to replace it and just devoting that time more into that. And then instead of like being on social media.
Yeah. I love how you said replace it, because I think with any sin, anything in our life, we can say, oh, I'm not going to do this. But the moment where if we don't replace it with something good, then something bad is just going to come to replace it again. And so, yeah, replacing it with something healthy, something that's productive, something encouraging.
It's also really good. Like people think that like, oh, well, I have so-and-so on like Snapchat and everything, and that's how I talk to them. If they really need you, they have your phone number, really.
Amen.
That's how you know who your real friends are. And like, truly. I've really noticed that, like, if someone really wants to contact me, they have my number.
Yes.
They know where to find me.
They can find you. That's good. That's a good thing. Yeah. Josiah, anything?
Yeah, I think something I even have been battling with just these past few months is I have really stayed disciplined with limiting, because on Instagram and TikTok, I allow both of those apps 15 minutes a day.
That's good.
And I used to be really bad for just being like, oh, remind me in 15 minutes.
Right. No, that's me.
That's why I had to delete it.
Don't
I was like,
call
no.
me out.
But now I'm strictly like, okay, I've gone over this. I'm done for the day. And honestly, there are some times where I'm at the end of my day and I realize, oh, I haven't checked TikTok yet.
Yeah, and that's a good feeling.
Honestly, it is a good feeling.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I've had that the other day. I was like, oh, okay. I'm doing good.
Look at me.
And something I would love for everyone to take home is I really don't think you will be disappointed if you like look back on your day and you realize, oh, I didn't check social media today.
Right.
But maybe you are. And honestly, I would really pray into that. I would really like to think that through with God. And I would even consider abstaining from social media if that's what you think you really need to do.
Yeah, that's good. I think even recognizing there's grace. Like if you feel that way, like, oh, I can't handle this. I have to have my Instagram. That's okay. Like you're not alone. Yeah. But yeah, like using that as, okay, wait, is this something that I'm like anxious if I don't have it? Like that might show maybe you should take some time away from it. I know for me, I check my heart on why I'm posting. Mm-hmm. If I'm posting to impress someone or I'm posting for someone to see something or like something, if I'm posting because I want to have some attention just from people in general, I'm like, okay, wait, I should probably take a break. Mm-hmm. I should probably rethink this. And that's usually when I like fast from social media. But I always have the limit on my phone that like I confessed earlier. Sometimes I do the remind me in 15 minute thing. But I don't know if you guys mentioned this, the whole taking the notifications off really helps.
Yeah.
Because that can really send you down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That you didn't even intend on going. You get a notification.
If you don't like if you have your notifications on, it really does make you on a spiral. Like, yeah. Cause I know sometimes on like Snapchat, I'm trying to reply to someone, but then I'm over here clicking through people's stories.
Right.
And
yeah.
And like I'm trapped for like another 30 minutes. Exactly. And I only wanted to be on it for like a minute.
Yeah. Which is so crazy how that happens. Another thing is you can turn off the like count on your Instagram posts now, which is really awesome. That's something that helps me. I had another thing and I forgot.
Even celebrities don't like have their comments and stuff on. Like that's very
true.
Good. Yeah. So like if they can do it, you can do it.
Right. I also, another thing I do when I'm having time with the Lord, I turn my phone on Do Not Disturb. Because like we said earlier, you get a notification, you're like, oh, I have to check it, but I don't. Like they can wait 30 minutes for me to respond.
Right. If they need you that fast, they'll call you.
Right. So yeah, Do Not Disturb, very helpful. Even I've tried this, I'm not perfect at it. There's grace. I'm learning. On whenever I Sabbath, I try and have it on Do Not Disturb all day, and I try to not be on social media on my Sabbath. Because Sabbath is that time of solitude, time to be away with the Lord. And it's time to be restored with the Lord, what he has for you, not social media and what's there. So that's kind of the way I try and implement just practical steps. But it is small baby steps. It's not something, we don't expect you to, you know, finally not get on Instagram for 2 hours a day. Like that's not how things work. It's baby steps. And hopefully this podcast helps you just even think practically or just even, just kind of take that first step and even thinking about it.
Yeah. I don't know if I said it in this like
cut, in but this like, round,
but I actually delete social media for at least one day. During the week, and I'm not on it at all. And like, it really is just like, lets me read and everything and like invest more time in like hobbies or more time in studying.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Do you all have anything else to say?
Honestly, if I could add to what you just said, Sarah, I mean, I like to go to the gym a lot. You know, I really, really like fitness. I'm really into that.
Oh, he's a gym rat. A TikTok star and a gym rat.
Shark.
Gymshark sponsor him.
Oh my gosh. Low key though, Gymshark.
He loves Gymshark.
Anyway. it's really, I follow like a ton of like fitness accounts. I follow a ton of personal trainers and like guys who are literally my age or younger that look way better than I do. And it's so easy for me to fall into that comparison game.
That's good. Yeah.
But the important thing to remember is, and even just picking a bit, piggybacking off of what you just said, is we're all in a marathon, and like it's totally okay if if the people around you are a few miles ahead. We're all going at our own pace, and we'll eventually all get to the finish line.
That's good. Yeah.
Another plug, if you really want to, Sadie Robinson is really good about like talking about like social media and everything. And like 2 days ago, I listened to her podcast with like her sister and like Miss like Universe from like 3 years ago about like who you're following and everything. And that like really put in perspective, like, what am I actually doing on social media and like who am I following and how it impacts like my way of thinking and everything.
That's good. That is so good. I love it. Well, this has been fun. The second round.
We just won the first round. Too bad y'all couldn't hear the first round.
I know. It is deleted. Really. Maybe I should have saved it for the, you know, archives. But it's gone. But we loved talking with y'all. We hope you enjoyed this. We hope it was helpful. But yeah, I think it was even cool how David mentioned, like, don't stop talking about this. Like, don't stop talking about where you're finding your worth and where you're finding who you are. Like, keep talking about in your core groups. Keep talking about with your friends. Like, this doesn't have to be something that just talked about at CSF, but take it to campus. Like, I think this is a thing that people, even non-Christians, are realizing social media is impacting us in a negative way. So, great way to be a light on campus. Well, that's all we got for you all. Come back next week for another episode.